This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 23. Community is having a common goal. Our reading comes from John chapter 21. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. "I'm going out to fish," Simon Peter told them, and they said, "We'll go with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, "Friends, haven't you any fish?" "No," they answered. He said, "Throw your net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. A few years ago, Ed's church community became aware of a home for disabled children in Nairobi, Kenya, that needed help. There were so many kids who needed a place to belong that the home needed to expand. The church community set out to collect enough to meet the home's modest goal. People who had been to this home in Kenya shared stories and pictures, and together this community prayed for the ability to raise funds. When the offering was collected, the outcome was more than anyone had imagined. A new building was built in Kenya for this ministry, and more kids have been blessed than this church community even thought possible. All of this took place because of God's blessing. Like the disciples of Jesus, Ed's community was fishing in one spot, hoping for one thing, and yet the Lord had even greater plans. The whole community moved together toward this goal, and it took all of them to pull this off. Even more so, it took God's blessing to make it happen. A community with a goal that is blessed by God can do amazing things. Together they can reach neighborhoods, serve unserved groups, and bless countless people. What it takes is a vision of something greater, possibly even something that they could never imagine on their own. Of course, it takes the God who is bigger than we could ever imagine. Pray with me. Father, guide us and work with us as we work together with you to change the world in Christ's name. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.